number 6.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Oh, Lincoln.
What we just watched?
I don't know. Mercedes, why did you just make us watch?
We went and saw The Boy.
Now, in Mercedes' defense, she didn't force us to watch this. This is one that we actually were interested in seeing. We did want to actively go and see this movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's...
We make poor choices sometimes.
Yeah, so, Kyle, how'd you feel about the movie?
I fucking hated it. What about you?
I mentally cashed out about, like, 20 minutes in.
Mercedes?
I like the movie.
See? So, here we go. All
right.
Okay.
This is why we don't have any female listeners.
Aww.
Okay, so, The Boy is about...
A girl.
A girl. Who, she's like a nanny. And, well,
Greta
is her mm-hmm. name. She's going to be a nanny for what she assumes is a small child in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere. In a country
somewhere,
home.
Yeah.
Very beautiful home.
And she's going to just kind of look after this for, what?
2 months?
It was like two months. Something like that. They're going to get paid for it, blah, blah, blah. She thinks
apparently
it's
a lot of money.
Yeah, apparently a lot of money. Well, it turns out the boy is not an actual boy. It's a porcelain doll. And then spooky things happen.
Oh, no, no. Spooky things happen an hour later. What happens
so,
is...
Hold on.
God damn
spoiler
it.
Warning.
Now, fuck that.
We are going to talk about the movie.
Fuck spoiler no spoiler warning. Warnings.
Just know that this movie is not that good.
No.
It is very good.
Don't listen to Mercedes.
Just, all right.
Give it a chance. Rent it.
Okay. I'll say rent it.
I won't say rent it.
Torrent it. Do whatever.
Torrent. Yeah, download it.
No, do not... No illegal activities. We are not watching illegal activities.
Have a friend tell you about it.
Give them a rundown.
I hate you guys.
All right. So, here's the thing about the movie.
What's the thing?
They Shyamalan the end real hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge Shyamalama ding dong swerve dong.
Yeah.
So, in the movie, the doll, you think that it's possessed, and she thinks it's
supernatural.
Possessed.
There's ghosts.
But there's really not, because...
Well, the majority of the movie, all they do is treat this doll like a real kid. Feed it, and put it down for bed, and change it.
Give it little kisses.
Fucking stupid.
The problem with it is that...
It's boring.
I don't think... Yeah, it just came off as boring. It's the overall premise of, with the doll, how they're acting like it's an actual child. And they're going through the motions and everything. I get that, but nothing really happens... For a solid hour.
The jump scares are even in dream sequences.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's actual.
Now the closest they got is when she got locked in the attic.
When she was changing. And she looked in the mirror and he was watching her change.
She just set him down looking at her. I don't know, she's weird.
No, she always set him down facing to the left-hand side of the bed, away from her. She did that every scene, by the way.
I didn't pay that much attention. I didn't even realize she was the girl from Walking Dead until you just told me.
She was Maggie.
See, I didn't realize that at all.
Yeah, that's Maggie. I knew she looked familiar.
The entire time, I was just like, she's fine as hell. That's all I was thinking.
Yeah.
She was very funny.
So it's Maggie from Walking Dead, and the music is made by Bear McCreary.
Bear McCreary.
So there's a lot of Walking Dead stuff in this. Yeah.
So the movie starts out, and I would like to say that I already knew this was going to be a generic movie when they did the stereotypical in the car, going up to the house, looking at the house with sad music playing and blah, blah, blah.
I was more upset that the credits lied to me, and it said Jim Norton.
Oh, that's right. I thought Jim Norton.
I didn't think it was some old British dude named Jim Norton.
Bullshit. Would have been so much better if it was a comedian.
I know, because we could have made like little Jimmy birthday jokes throughout this.
Yeah.
Could have been cool. No. I don't know. That would have been fucking hilarious. Jim Norton. He probably would have just fucked the doll and then peed on it.
Exactly.
It would have been a great movie.
So she goes in, and so the old guy and the old lady, like, here's what's his name?
Brahms.
Brahms.
With an S.
Brahms is the little porcelain doll. And they're acting like that it is an actual child, and she's creeped out about it.
I don't think she's creeped out. I think she starts laughing.
Well, yeah, at first
she thinks they're
like
crazy
joke.
Old fucking people.
She continues to think that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I still think it. Because they're fucking dumb. They're dumb. The rocks, dude. The rocks.
We will get to the rocks.
The fucking rocks.
So, you know, she finds out that she's going to be babysitting this fake doll.
Well, it's a real doll.
It's a real doll.
Well, fake boy, that's what I meant. And so then we're introduced to the character of Malcolm.
Actually introduced him first, but okay.
Yeah.
What the, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
so,
Malcolm, he was
fucking
there.
Malcolm.
He's right
Lincoln
in the
loved Malcolm.
He was right.
All right, here's the thing. I like
right
Malcolm.
In the middle.
like at the very beginning, he was my dude. Malcolm was my dude, and then he creeped out.
He got really fucking creepy.
He got really creepy.
How did he get creepy?
Just constantly walking in the fucking house like he lived there?
Well, no, that's not the creepy part. The creepy part of where she's like, skipping ahead, there's a scene where she's telling him about the baby that she lost.
Oh, yeah.
And he uses that moment to just like make out with her. It's creepy.
Yeah, that's true. I got beat and I lost a baby. You wanna fuck? Okay. Only if the dog watches.
So Malcolm's like, yo, this shit cray. And she's like, this shit is cray. So then the old people leave, and she's left with the doll. And before she leaves, the old lady whispers, like, I'm sorry. Into her voice. So you're like, oh, no, things are going to happen. What's happening?
And then nothing happened.
And then nothing happened for a long time.
All right, Mercedes, you said you liked the movie.
Yes.
But even you have to admit, nothing happened for over the first half of this movie.
Nothing happened, and it's basically because they did what anyone would do in her situation, where it's just like, for real, I thought I was watching a real person, but it's just this doll. Dude, fuck this doll. I'm going to throw it in the corner, and I'm going to eat all these rich people's food, and I'm going to walk through their house butt naked and have a party and all this other shit, which is what anyone would do. Mm-hmm. So she just throws something over it. She's like, dude, you're creepy as shit. She throws something over it and she does her own thing. And that's why it's so boring, is because that's what it is. But it kind of sets the tone for, like, you are messing up really bad.
Which I love that was one of the rules.
Yeah.
Did you see it later? Never cover Brahms' head.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's just that entire sequence just went on for an hour.
Yeah, it shouldn't have gone on that long.
Yeah, because I remember I looked at my watch when it was after the part of where, like, Malcolm and her are finally, like, trying to, I guess, come to the realization that Brahm is, like, possessed by spirit.
Oh, with the chalk and...
Yeah, that was legitimately an hour in.
Yeah.
That should have been, like, 20 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, because they didn't beat around the bush of getting to the doll kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was very quick. Yeah, nothing happened. She got locked in the attic after Brahm stole her clothes out of the bathroom because mm-hmm. she was going to go on a date.
Oh, he should Malcolm.
Should have taken the towel.
Yeah. Who is fucking smooth as shit.
He's pretty pimp.
No, he's not.
Well, but he can. He's psychic with chewing gum.
I know. Let me read your chewing gum.
I'm glad that turned out to be a joke. Because when he said, like, yeah, I'm sensitive to that stuff, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I thought that they were
going to setting up fucking mystic bullshit. Yeah. Thought it was going to be like the Wicker Man in this small town.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cage.
So,
The bees.
So, since we were talking about when she gets locked in the attic, we can talk about the first big thing that I have a problem, which I've argued with Mercedes about.
Mm-hmm.
About how okay, so Malcolm's, like, taking her out on a date or whatever, and she
it's
gets
not
locked.
A date.
Whatever.
She's a professional.
Oh, that's how I said it. Yeah, it's like we work for
obligation.
The same person.
Obligation. Yeah. Something. It's fucking dumb. It's clever banter. I thought those two worked well together.
Yeah, they did.
In a romance situation.
Which I don't like, but okay.
It wasn't needed.
No, it wasn't needed, but I thought the writing. Mm-hmm. They worked well off of each other.
So he...
Better than the old fucking people. God, they were terrible.
He's taking
fucking
her
rocks.
Out to a date.
On a
and
date.
And she gets locked into the attic. And so she looks out the window and she sees him come up in the car. And he knocks on the door, waits for maybe like a minute, and then gets in the car and drives away.
Yeah.
So here's the issue I have with this. Why didn't he wait there for a little bit longer? And second of all, he has a key to the house because he walks in there all the fucking time. Like, he owns the place.
Yeah, they say he's there once a week. He's there a lot.
Yeah, he's way more than a week. Why didn't he walk in and try to investigate?
You ready for my counter
I'm ready
argument?
For your counter
We're
argument.
Ready.
Okay, so this is my counter argument, is that he goes up to the door and he knocks, okay? Imagine you are Malcolm, okay? And you're asking Maggie out. She's fine, okay? You're probably nervous, like shaking in your britches, nervous, like, man, you know, I hope I can get in that by the end of the night. So he goes up and he knocks on the door. Nothing happens. So he's like, oh, shit. And he walks back to his car and he's like, well, wait, maybe she didn't hear me. So he goes back a second time and he knocks again. Maybe he did look in the door. Maybe he said something. She is in the attic, which the door has slammed shut. When that door slams shut, it echoes through the entire house. That thing seals the attic. He couldn't hear her. She was banging at the top, screaming at the top of her lungs. She broke that fucking spear thing. There's no way he could have heard her. Even if he opened the door saying that he did what you say, he wouldn't have heard her.
He would have heard her if he went near where the attic was.
He's going to straight creep in the house?
He did throughout the movie.
He did multiple times throughout the movie.
The only reason he went upstairs was because she invited him. He always stayed in the kitchen. He never went outside until she invited him.
Regardless, I would have loved for him to actually have gone into the house and like look for her or something. I think that would have been better.
Well, my issue with it is... He still only waited like a minute.
Yeah, it was like...
For one, that's a big house.
When you're
she might have still been getting dressed. She could have been in the shower. She could have been taking a shit. She might be eating another peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's her thing. That's all she ever fucking ate.
PB&J.
Give her time to get downstairs.
Annie didn't call. There was no call.
Well, to be fair, she passed out. He could have called. Remember, she hit her head.
She did hit her head. He could have called.
He could have called.
So that could have happened.
Could have.
Anyway.
Whatever. It's not how you get laid, dude. You gotta fucking break in.
So she,
No? Just remember, ladies, I'm single.
Leave your doors unlocked.
Please don't. It's horrible.
So she...
I'm too lazy to break in.
She sees a mannequin or whatever with clothes on and is like, oh my god! And then passes out.
Yeah, she falls back.
Yeah.
So she wakes up. Malcolm comes over. She explains what happened. So then...
Well, I don't want to spoil that. Never mind. I was going to say... So I guess my thing is, just kind of give away the end.
But just spoil the end.
Why didn't Brom, who's a real dude that lives in the fucking walls, why didn't he take her? He had a fucking doll of her that he made out of, like, presumably a corpse in her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he kidnap her when she was knocked out?
True.
Maybe his tunnels don't go all the way up to the attic. Maybe that's the only place it doesn't go.
He lives up in the attic, though.
Does he?
Near the attic, yeah.
Yeah, it was like near the attic.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned he cut her hair at one point. She notices that in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because she got drunk and passed out in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and apparently grown Brom cries like a little child.
That was another thing that I had a problem with the grown Brom, is there was all of the, like when he's caught, like he calls or whatever. And it is like a child's voice. But then when he talks, it's not.
It sounds like a grown man trying to do a child's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of issues with grown Brom. But,
you know.
For one, he's living in the attic for 20 years. You're telling me he's going to win a fight? This dude is not going to be...
He looked kind of beefy. He had a weird neck beard.
Yeah, he had neck chest beard. Hair. Chest hair. I mean, I don't know. It's dumb. Go ahead.
Anyway. So
Brom doll.
So this is where she is starting to believe that the Brom doll is possessed by some kind of spirit. Like the spirit of the Brom that died because he died in the house fire.
He was 8.
And so Malcolm's just like, what the fuck, ho? And she's just like... I ain't gonna fuck you. And he's like, fuck. So they leave. That is not remotely what they say, but
nah,
she...
It's been hard for this PG-13 horror movie we watch.
She gives him the cold shoulder. He leaves. So then we see her starting to actually follow the rules because she's starting to believe that...
Well, because Brom gave her clothes back.
Mm-hmm.
He came to her fucking door and said, I promise to be good, come out and play, and left her a sandwich.
Yeah.
At that point, I think she was pretty dead on. This is a real fucking thing.
This is a real thing that's happening, so I need to go along with it.
I need to go along with it so he didn't fucking kill me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, important plot point that we forgot to talk about is why that she is there in the first place.
Oh, because Flint Cole, her ex, beat her.
When she was pregnant.
When she was pregnant, she lost the baby. He is a stereotypical, like, fucking Billy Ray douche.
He is.
Okay, I'm just gonna jump in. He ends up coming there. Mm-hmm. And just walks in the house and playing pool. This dude, he's not affording no fucking plane ticket.
Is there like a beat up dude?
There's no way in hell she would have ever fucked this dude. Couldn't they made him more believable? He looked like her creepy uncle that touched her when he got drunk. He didn't look like a former love interest that she had a restraining order against and was freaking out about. Mm-hmm. And when he comes over, she's like, oh, here's some blankets. You can sleep on the couch.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't look.
Well, I think her plan was for, because they found out earlier that Brom possibly killed a girl when he was alive. Alive, mm-hmm. quotation marks. So I think her plan was to have Brom kill him.
Yeah.
Which Brom didn't, surprisingly.
Yeah, he did.
Not at first. He just wrote,
he did at first.
I don't know.
Maybe she didn't want him to, Brom, to kill Cole. She just wanted to scare him away.
Well, all she said was, I need your help.
Yeah.
And then the doll disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish it would have just been a little doll running around. Just killing stuff.
Like Chucky.
Instead, Brom takes the time to be like, I better sneak in and get that doll. So she thinks it's the doll.
There's a lot of stuff with that, that with it being that it's a real person.
Maybe that's why he didn't kidnap her. Maybe he never wanted her to know that he was real there. I mean, if he did, he would have just walked down the stairs and been like, they're gone. He's like, yeah, I'm like, sweet. So I'm Brom. I'm like alive. You're mine now. You're not escaping. I'm going to have sex with you and your life is going to be miserable.
Deal with it.
Yeah, it's whatever. Fuck that doll. Let's get rid of that doll.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, that's kind of weird because, like, why would he go through trouble of doing
it? Obviously, he's fucked in the head because at the end, after the doll gets broken,
uh-huh.
we know he's still alive because it shows somebody gluing the doll's head back together.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the house anymore. Why do you need the fucking doll?
Yeah, it's just... Anyway, like, we're skipping way far ahead.
We're not, though. We're just talking about
We have to talk about the creepy Malcolm scene.
And the jump scares. Ah!
Yeah, there's a lot of random.
They scared Mercedes.
I have something for you.
Okay.
So, we go on, and eventually she tells Malcolm, like, this fucking doll is still alive, and I can prove it. So she has a little chalk outline thing, and doll moves, and blah, blah. So he's on board with it. So then there's the creepy scene where I have a problem with Malcolm's character because they go out into the yard. She explains her past with the guy and losing the baby. And then Malcolm's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to make out with you. And then they start making out. That was fucking dumb. So then they go in the room. They're getting ready to bang. And then Brahms is like,
I don't think so. I'm going to go play some music.
And then he goes play it and it's creepy and blah, blah, blah.
It's not creepy.
It's supposed to be creepy. It's something that was intended to be creepy.
The only scares on this, like I said, were dream sequences.
Dream sequences.
And they were obvious because they did the, like, I'm going to stare at this picture of him 2 inches away from it. I'm just going to slowly lean in. Mm-hmm. Of course there's going to be a jump scare there. Or when she slowly turns his head and they zoom in on it and hold it. Of course the head's going to fucking move. That scared you, didn't it?
It did. It scared me.
But like, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with all the jump scares, I called it. And I even vocally called it towards the end to you, Mercedes. I was just like, this is going to happen. And you're like, nah, it's not going to happen. And then it happened.
No, it was the kiss. You were like, they're going to kiss. They're truly going to kiss. I'm like, no, they're freaking nuts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was like, they're going to make out. Just because I know that this is how shitty this movie's getting. And then you're like, no, they're not going to do it. And in my heart, I wanted to believe you that it truly was not going to happen. Then he was just like, okay. So they're like licking each other and shit, and he's trying to take her clothes off, and then he...
Have I mentioned in any other episode how much I hate jump scares?
I think so, yeah.
Because they're not scary.
Not anymore.
They're jump startles.
Like, you can...
That is not being scared. That's not fear. Being scared is being afraid. If I hid behind a chair and Mercedes didn't know I was there, and I went, she would probably jump. Doesn't mean I scared her. It means I startled her.
You spooked her.
There's a big difference. Because a second after I do it, you're not going to go into the dark and be like, hey, God, what if he's still there?
What you're looking for is mortified.
No, I'm looking for fear in a horror movie. I don't like that they're called jump scares because it's not scaring anyone. Being scared, it sticks with you. Like, if this movie was scary, it should mean that if I went home and my lovely, beautiful model wife that I have... It's real. They don't fucking know. collected porcelain dolls that I'd go into the room and be like, I don't feel comfortable in here.
So it's an atmosphere thing.
Yeah, like fear. Whereas jump scare is just...
So let me ask you this
thing. It'd be like if I went, bah! Oh, God. They flinched.
That actually kind of startled me.
It's no different. So well, you're not afraid of me, though, right?
No. If you go into a movie and you know it's going to be a jump scare kind of movie, is that not kind of a scary atmosphere? Like, oh, there's going to be another jump scare. You know, when's it going to be? You're like, I guess, fearing for the next one.
I guess for some people it could be
it's
like
for
a
some.
Fear.
For me, to me, it's just lazy fear.
I'm just annoyed by jump scares. Like, every time a jump scare happens, I'm like, God, fuck. Why? Why did this just happen?
Because it's a scary movie.
But it's not scary. It's just it just takes me out of it more than it does anything else.
What could have made this movie scary is if they just went full-blown supernatural. Crazy
Which
shit.
I think would have, you know, like House of the Devil, something like that. Just full-blown.
Just insane. Go crazy with it. And really, we will argue this, but there was nothing... The entire supernatural arc of this and the doll was worthless. It meant nothing in this film.
I disagree.
Which I'm, like, in the middle of. Like, I think just because of the swerve ending, it was...
I understand from a viewing standpoint, it was necessary. But if you think about actual movie plot, it was a waste of time. And that's how it was marketed.
True,
was
but the thing is that it's there because it's trying to throw you off from the actual ending.
But the actual ending was the most groan-inducing. When he crawls out of the mirror, and we're just like, oh, God. Oh, God.
So
Mercedes laughed. We kind of facepalmed. I think you verbally just yelled shit.
Oh, yeah. I just went, oh, fuck. I was just like, oh, shit. Come on.
Yeah. And he looked like the House is October built girl.
Yeah. So, yeah. So after the creepy Malcolm makeout whatever bullshit, so then she goes into the pool room because she hears something upstairs.
Yeah, because she's like reading to Brahms or something.
Yeah. And then the coal, the...
Flint Cole.
The coal guy. So he's up there and he's playing pool.
You can't leave me.
And then is, yeah, just like super stereotypical, like creepy beater guy dialogue. So there's a lot of things wrong with this. One, how the fuck did he even get inside? That's the first thing.
She never locked the fucking door.
That's what I was, yeah, like, is the door not locked? How did he get inside? Like,
I don't know, maybe Brom let her in. I had an issue with that.
Yeah, how did he get inside? If he broke in or something, wouldn't that have been kind of like a plot thing? Anyway, so he's just there. And she basically, like, plays it cool with him, which I'm okay with that. But then Malcolm comes over and sees what's going on. And she talks...
After he knows who this guy is.
Yeah, he knows who it is. And she talks to him, and all she says is basically, I have a plan. But she doesn't tell Malcolm to call the police. She doesn't tell...
Well, as a good person, instead he goes outside and sleeps in his car outside her house. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he go call the police?
Yeah, that's my biggest thing about it.
Like, why didn't he just, as a good person, call the police?
Because it's against the rules.
It's not against the rules. Not nowhere on those rules. It said no guest. She constantly had fuckers in that house. Constantly. Mm-hmm. And Brom seemed cool with it, as long as they didn't fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care.
He didn't do shit until they tried to fuck.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
Not to...
He straight looked at him at a...
Oh, that's just when she picked him up.
And, like, he saw
That was him. After the fucking.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. He, yeah. like, gave him that glare. Like,
yeah. See those?
Yeah, don't you fuck her up.
Don't you? Yeah, I'm fucking...
Well, you say he gave her the glare. This doll was not supernatural.
It was up till that point, Kyle.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
What? Hold on. No. What?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
The doll was not supernatural.
The doll was never supernatural.
For the story, for us, while we were watching it at that point in time, it was a supernatural thing.
But it wasn't a supernatural thing.
If I would have known that, then I wouldn't have cared that it was straight glaring at him. And that's why Malcolm wanted out of there. He was like, maybe you shouldn't stay here. And it was because it was looking at him that way.
I know, but it just happened to be that's how she picked him up.
Whatever, God.
I'm not saying it wasn't clever cinematography to make us believe the doll. I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, we know the doll wasn't fucking staring a hole through the guy. It was just a soulless doll.
But he had a look that, on his yes. face that he yes. was scared. He okay. didn't want to stay there.
He did believe the doll was looking at him. But as we know, Brom is just a hairy fucking man-child that has sex with a sack with a dress on it. Yeah. And he cut some of her hair.
So Malcolm is like, well, better not get the police here. Better sleep in the car.
I'll just sleep in the car.
So then...
He debates going back inside, though.
Yeah, he does. Well, it's fair. The only time he goes back inside is when she's screaming, and he just in passing goes, "You okay?" And she's like, "Yeah." Like, "Put the doll down."
Yeah, that's right.
You put that doll down.
Yeah, because Cole grabs the doll and is just like, "I'm gonna fuck this doll up." And then
at first he's like, "Give me the doll."
Yeah,
give me the doll. Because Brom, what he did was take rats because they put rat traps out for no reason. Just let the rats be outside. What the fuck are they doing wrong?
Mm.
So they don't get in the walls, so Brom has to deal with them.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it now. But anyway, and he writes get out in blood.
Rat blood.
In rat blood.
So this is another thing that doesn't make sense. Why didn't Brom just kill him?
I don't know.
He was asleep on the couch. He obviously wants to kill somebody.
Because at that time, we were still supposed to think it's a little doll. I'm with Mercedes. We were still supposed to believe it was a little doll until Brom shattered its head, and then the walls start going crazy.
Flint Cole shattered.
Somebody shattered somebody's head, and the walls started shaking. So I think that's when we were supposed to think the supernatural is being unleashed. And then, like a douche, she leaned close to the mirror. He's like, "Hold on." We're like, "We know something's come through the mirror."
Oh, did we? Sorry, go ahead. Did we ever talk about Brom's like history at all?
No, I was after this. I was going to talk about the parents because something happens with the parents during this period of time.
Brom was odd.
Mm-hmm.
He was an odd child.
He was an odd child, and they think he may have killed a girl.
Yes,
they never said for sure because you have pub stories and fucking true stories.
And then what people say.
Yeah, like, God damn it. But instead, out of the broken mirror comes a hand, and we all. I don't think none of us had the reaction they wanted, but we all had one.
Mercedes facepalmed. Kyle, you just went, like, all I heard was, and I just went, oh, shit.
And he crawls out of the mirror and really gets his ass whipped every fucking time.
Who?
Brom.
Oh, Brom? No.
He's not the strongest.
Yeah,
he's
really
stronger than Flint Cole, which is a woman.
Well, there was that time where he like picks her up or whatever. Like,
oh my god, that's hilarious! This movie needed wire work, and he teleported at some point.
Yeah, that was weird.
I know they were saying he had the tunnels, but there was some quick editing there to make it seem like he was over there.
Yeah, so you know, Cole, he gets knocked down. Brom takes part of the mask or part of the doll, head, and like,
because Brahma's wearing a mask that looks like the doll because he's burnt. He's
this
fucking Deadpool prequel is what we just watched. We just watched Deadpool without the like.
So with the back history thing, like, he was accused of killing this little girl, but no one could ever question him because when they went back to his home, it was already on fire. So then we're led to believe that he killed that little girl and then went home and started a fire to try to, you know, cover whatever up or himself to fake his death so that he'd get away.
Okay, but here's my answer to that. Okay. That's what I thought too, is he's faking his death.
Yeah.
Why did he stand there to burn his fucking face then?
He probably, like, that was obviously the first time he's ever killed someone, I'm assuming.
He was like, eight, so, I mean.
So he was probably just, like, crazy and starting a fire and didn't know how to get out.
Get caught.
Okay. Fire.
Yeah.
So then the parents know this. They raise him. He still is in the house. There's, like, tunnels and blah, blah, blah.
But they raise him as a doll.
This also doesn't make sense because, they do the doll thing. Was that just a cover for her and they, like, talk to him as normal?
No,
because Malcolm said they've had the doll ever since he died.
But no. Do they do the doll thing when, like, Malcolm is there? And when he's not there, do they, like, go back where
Brahma why?
Is? That's why I'm asking, because it doesn't make sense.
Because what I'm thinking is that he was, like, terribly burned, so he doesn't want anyone to look at him. That's why he wears the mask. So he would rather be in the walls and then have whoever take care of this doll as if it were him. He never acts on anything until the doll is out of the picture. Then he's fucking angry. He's busting through the walls to get through to them to straight fuck Flint Cole up. Like, that doll is him. He sees himself as that perfect doll, not
He does this. See himself still as a little kid.
Yeah.
But
see, this is my thing. This movie really needed a scene where he busts through the glass.
We had that scene.
No. Just go with it. So he busts through the glass. Cole's on the ground.
Yes.
Malcolm's just like, and then Maggie's just like, oh my god, what's going on? And then,
yeah, because Maggie kept trying to protect Flint Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You just wanted a doll to kill him.
We don't know that.
She wanted him.
No.
She wanted him dead.
I'm pretty sure Brahms would have done it if she wanted.
Here we go. Brahms comes up. Okay, he comes up to Cole. He gets really close to his face, and then all you hear,
nobody cared who I was before I put on the mask. Bae. Oh, God.
Are you proud of that joke, Lincoln? Are you proud?
I'm pretty proud. So the parents kill themselves.
In the most hilarious fucking way.
They leave and they write a note that's basically like, hey, Brahms, this is your hoe now. Bye. Because they feel guilty over everything.
They put a single medium-sized pebble. What would you call that?
It fits in the palm of your hand.
It's maybe the size of, like, a fucking, like, Coke can.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
They each put one rock in their pocket and then drown themselves in, like, the ocean. Like, the shallow end of the fucking ocean.
I will defend this a little bit because you don't know how many rocks they already had in there.
Putting more than one in.
That's what I was going to say. Because it also did not even look like that they had rocks
in there. That they could pick up with one hand and put in a coat pocket is not weighing you down where you will fucking drown. And why are you killing yourself?
That also didn't make sense. I don't understand why they killed themselves. Was it just out of, like, grief? Did they feel bad? Were they... Because they were leaving, they could have just ran away.
I think they felt bad for leaving.
Yeah.
Then why did they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was their chance to get out.
Then why would they kill themselves?
Because they couldn't cope with sending a girl to her death.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of that's why she said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why didn't they just fucking leave?
Yeah, there was nothing that was stopping them previously.
They could have just left.
They could have just
like the only thing that stopped.
Brahm, put you, and then they just leave in the night.
Brahm only knew she was going to leave because he heard her say, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
What if she's just like, I'm going to go get the mail, and she fucking left? How hard is it, old people? They're outside with the rat traps and they just fucking leave.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it this way, where Brahms is their son. It's their responsibility, right? He's also a killer, and they know it. So they're like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to invite a girl in here to take care of Brahms, the doll, which will then keep bigger boy Brahms under wraps, keep him where he is. He will stay in the walls, do his thing, right?
What if they left and then burned the house down for real?
That's an option.
Killing Brahm.
That was also an option.
Yeah.
But it's their
son. Honestly thought that's how this was going to end, is she was going to burn the house down.
I kind of did. Because they kept talking about the house burning down, the significance
of
that.
But they couldn't do anything. Like, I'm pretty sure. Because the guy was like, oh yeah, whoever painted the outside painted the windows shut. And I was like, what the hell did he paint with? And the outside is stone. That was...
I've never... You can't paint... You don't paint a window shut. You might make it harder to open, but you can still open that fucking window.
So why was it a big deal for the windows to be shut? Why?
But one of the rules was Braum may never leave.
I know, and she had him outside while she was doing the mousetrap.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He had his little jacket on.
Yeah, but he didn't leave the property.
No. He was still sitting, like, on the wall, I guess, of the house.
So was this to keep Braum at bay because they were afraid he would get out and kill people?
Yeah, that's
because he killed that one girl that one time?
Yeah.
I'm just,
yeah.
You have to cage him.
For what the story we're envisioning here is like he's a serial killer. Well, he killed a girl once.
See, that's the thing. If they would have had it where he's like a serial killer, they're trying to keep him at bay, why didn't they have multiple murders over the years happen on the ground property?
Well, they did have many nannies. They did mention that.
No, but he refused all of them.
That was the first one that he accepted in. So it wasn't that he killed the nannies or anything.
He just said, I don't want that one.
Yeah, but the thing that's weird is that they were like, yeah, but you're the only young one. I was like, so he's picky about his nanny? He wants her pretty?
He wants sexual fetishes with this nanny.
That's true, he didn't make a doll.
Mm.
Maybe he was jealous of Malcolm because she did also say that would put him about your age.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's roughly his age and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love the line. So she does the stupid Friday the 13th thing.
Which is?
And she's like, for once, she goes back. She got out.
And then she goes back.
Mm-hmm. And then Braum's like, if you leave, I'll kill him. I'll fucking kill him.
Him as in Malcolm. Braum knocks out Malcolm.
Yeah, knocks him out. So she goes back for Malcolm. And it's a dumb thing in horror movies, for one, but no offense. If a chiller's chasing me.
A chiller?
A chiller. If a killer's chasing me and he knocks you out and he goes, if you don't come back, I'm killing him. Sorry. Sorry, Lincoln.
You asshole.
Fucking gone.
After all we've been through.
Well, and he didn't kill him. He was upstairs chilling around and just left Malcolm laying where he was. Again, call the fucking police. Whatever. But she goes back and does the...
Well, no, remember they covered it by saying that she doesn't have cell signal.
But she had a fucking working phone.
She had to go in the house
for the phone wasn't working afterwards.
She could go down the road.
What road?
There's a road.
No, but I mean, like, town is forever away. Remember? He was like, you need a ride out of here. Like, he had to physically drive.
His car was out there.
Yeah, his
car was out there.
Keys?
It's just holler.
Well, Braum's could come out and get her by the time she has a car.
He didn't. He didn't care to leave the house to go get her.
That's another thing, though. If they would have called the police, he probably would have started another fire like he did when he was a kid.
Probably.
Just burned everything.
Because that's one thing, too. Yeah, she climbed up the thing and he's like, he just didn't go follow her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe. So why is it a rule that Braum can't leave the house? He obviously doesn't fucking want to.
Yeah.
But yeah, she goes back and she's face to face with Braum. She's like, I came back for you. It's time for bed. You listen to me. I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, kisses, 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 kiss me goodnight.
She's like, no, I don't want to fucking kiss you. And he's like,
and then she stabbed him twice, and then he's still breathing, and she leaves.
And then he, like, Superman throws her against the wall. It was stupid as fuck.
It's fucking stupid. I thought they were gonna go the slasher route, though. She stabbed him and then walked away. I'm like, he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was it.
That was the end of the movie.
Her and fucking Malcolm
in the car.
Drove away.
Oh, and then we have the post-credit scene.
That wasn't post-credits.
It should have been post-credits.
Yeah, where he's piecing the mask back together.
Yeah, so
the doll phase.
Yeah, and I was like, why? Who is the doll for at this point?
He's, like, this is what I'm thinking, okay? They never found his dead parents. So he could forge a letter from his dead parents. So how in the world did they even hire Gretel?
Gretel. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was never talked about exactly
like
how that she got
She came from the U.S. They couldn't find anybody.
It was probably an ad or something. He can just forge an ad.
But he's smart enough. Has he had any education in this 20 years he's been in the walls?
Well, then they're going to come they're gonna come knock on the...
Yeah, his mom reads poetry to him every day.
Okay.
But they're going to come knock on the door for this ad, and nobody's going to fucking be there to answer it.
He could probably hire a...
But he's like a businessman now, just hiring people?
He could hire an Alfred.
He's like... If he has all these things at his disposal, why the fuck does he need this?
Well, he has like an infinite amount of money. Like, they were really rich.
Then why didn't he just hire whores?
I don't know. It's the UK. They don't have whores, which is sophisticated.
It's why do you think that the UK doesn't have anything?
They don't have whores and they have terrible police. So if they have terrible police, that means they would easily have whores.
Nah, they're just sophisticated for whores.
He's not sophisticated.
He's not.
No, he's got a fucking beer belly and a neck beard.
a neck beard, yeah.
He was a pretty big dude, though. Like, Flint Cole was a pretty big dude, but when he came out of that mirror, he was quite a bit
tall.
Bigger than Flint Cole.
He wasn't, like, working out, you think?
Yeah.
Just pumping iron.
Like, climbing up and down those ladders all the time.
So, yeah, that was the fucking boy.
That was the boy. OnePlus, we saw a trailer for The Witch.
God, it looks so good.
That was really wait. Fucking good.
Oh my God, The Witch.
Mercedes is going to go see The Witch.
I will go, but I'm not going to like
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be so great.
But you can't go in saying you won't like it. We didn't go into this thinking we would hate it.
I thought I was
I kept joking
like
you that
it.
I would hate it, but I wouldn't go. I honestly would not go to a movie if I knew I'd hate it.
That's why we didn't see Minions. Yeah.
That's why we didn't see 50 Shades of Black.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're not going to like these movies, so I wouldn't go to a movie wanting to hate it.
I still don't know if I'll like it, though. But...
Well, I didn't know that I would like this one. That's okay. I didn't think it would be
what
this. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a knockoff of Annabelle.
Yeah.
I really did.
Then my problem with the movie, plot aside, every nitpick aside, is that it was just a generic teenage target audience jump scare horror movie.
Even they didn't like it.
Yeah.
The like two that were in the theater didn't yeah. seem pleased.
It's just, it's what you've seen hundreds of times over the last
time. It wasn't anything original. I know they hinted at the twist. I thought the twist sucked. I thought even though they hinted at it, it just felt like they didn't know how to end the movie.
Yeah, there could have been ways to hint at it that would have made more sense. I don't know. It's just like, I get it. I get the ending. I just don't really like it.
No.
I don't know. It's just, ugh.
What do you not like about the ending?
I don't like it because...
It felt like such a cop-out to me. It felt lazy.
What, that he was in the walls?
That he was still alive.
Well, that's because you expected this to be a purely supernatural movie.
I think it would have been... I think most people going in would think that.
Yeah.
That's what the trailers lead you to believe. That's what the movie leads you to believe for over an hour.
Yep. The movie, like, it makes the viewer and all the characters in the movie believe that it's a supernatural thing.
Well, I guess here. Okay. Let me kind of... This is what... I feel like I do this a lot where I, like, try to rewrite a movie. But this is how I would have done it. Instead of waiting till the very last 15 minutes to have it turn out that Brahms is still alive, why don't you do that halfway through the movie and then have the rest of the movie her trying to get through the house while he is going through the walls, locking doors, trying to kill her, etc.
Like,
et
make turn it into a slasher
yeah,
film?
Yeah, it would have been like a slasher suspense film. I think that would have been a lot better instead of waiting till the very end and have the weird climax of the movie. I think that it would have actually been relatively scary, granted if they would have done it correctly. You know, you have half the movie is doing the supernatural aspect of it, and then once that is out and you know that it's just basically going to be a slasher movie, then go full slasher with it, have him trying to actively kill her, have him even kill Malcolm and the other person. Like, let's say she's the only person in the house. So then it's kind of like Alien, where you have, you know...
Any horror movie ever. Yeah. You know?
And then, so you're going to be tense because you're going to be going through this house that she obviously does not know everything about the house. And yeah, and do that. That's how I would have done it. Yeah. I think that would have been a lot better.
Yeah, because it just, it just felt like it came out of nowhere.
It did.
And it just didn't work for me. It just didn't work at all. It felt like a cop-out. It reminded me of Four Boxes. You guys haven't seen that? But it was a movie that I was somewhat into the story. I thought the story of this movie was good. The supernatural. I thought it was silly, but I was engaged. Like, I wanted to see where they went with it.
Yeah.
And then they just, like oh, you like it? Like, fuck you. That's what I got out of it. I'm like, come on. It'd be like if Paranormal Activity, if you're watching that, you're like, oh, it's super spooky. And you find out it's just him being like, tee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. He's hiding around the corners, like, doing things on a stick.
Kyle.
Yeah.
What's your final score?
I'm going to give it a 3.3.
3.3. I'm going to give it a 3.8.
Mercedes, what would you give it out of 10?
I'm gonna give it a 6.
6 even?
Okay.
Yeah. So there was potential here, I thought.
This is a problem we keep running into with random like horror movies we watch recently. Like, the potential's there, but it's just...
We just need to come to the we're not the target audience for horror movies now.
Certain ones. I think we're the target audience for, like, The Witch. I think The Witch
hopefully.
Is definitely... Yeah.
But then on the same token, It Follows, I think we were more the target audience than...
Yeah, than the teenage audience.
The teenage audience would hate that fucking movie.
And they did, because I saw it in a packed theater and not a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, a lot of people shit on It Follows. We loved it. I thought it was one of the best horror movies I'd seen in a long time. So...
I really like this movie.
And that's okay. It is okay to like it, Mercedes.
It is. We're not shitting on you for liking it.
I know. I just think it's one of those movies where... It's not necessarily like you go in there and you expect to be, you know, like really scared with like graphics or anything like that. It's one of those movies where you take this character who's not from this place. Then she goes to said place and then she gets a whole bunch of stuff thrown at her, like culturally. And they put in all this folklore like, hey, this kid was kind of creepy and he killed a girl, all this stuff. Then you see her slowly sink into it and start to believe it. And I think that's that kind of movie, like Skeleton Key, similar to Skeleton Key.
So what would have been a good angle, an original, and people would have hated it, is if she got into that and believed it, and she just became like crazy like the old people.
She almost did.
Yeah, but how cool would it be if you found out at the end that this is all bullshit. I mean, like, there is no Brahm in the wall, it's just crazy people with a doll, and she just kind of fell into that insanity.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
But like, there was nothing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a doll, nothing more.
Why are we so good at rewriting movies?
No, that people would have hated that.
No. I'm calling Max Landis up. He's going to get us in touch with some people. It's going to be great.
And then people will rewrite it and make it shit. Like they do with all of his scripts. I fucking love Max Landis, though. He should be on our podcast.
Nah, he's not.
Why not? What else is he doing?
Making YouTube videos for people that ask him questions on Reddit.
Why don't we ask him? Why don't they ask him questions on our podcast?
I don't know.
Mercedes, you would ask Max Landis questions, right?
Sure.
Yeah. See, done.
Doesn't even know who Max Landis.
Well, that's what would be your first question.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
Who are you?
He's a writer of some sort.
He's a writer. You know his dad, John Landis.
Nope.
Home Alone.
I've seen that movie.
He directed it.
Oh, okay.
He was like a big 80s director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't physically know him.
What do you mean physically know him? What do you mean by that?
I've never seen him.
That's just a weird. Like, I don't physically know him. Like, that's like saying I don't know him in the biblical sense. Are you implying you've never had sex with John Landis?
Nope, never.
Okay. Why would you imply that?
That sounds like
what Landis have you had sex with?
Yeah. No. Which Landises are we talking
about? Fucking Max. You
I just
know
don't
him.
Know why you're just like, oh, you know him. No, I don't.
Well, you do know. You know John Landis' work.
I know
work.
One of
you know,
his
you
works.
Know John Landis' work in Max. What? This is so sidetracked. Anyways, that was the boy.
That was the boy. You know, I would suggest another horror movie this year, but I don't have one. Maybe The Forest?
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
We haven't watched it, but that's the only other one out.
I would just go back, look at our 30 Days of Halloween. There are some good horror movies we watch during that month.
Watch Haunter,
yes.
It's not great, but it's a good haunted house story.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of basically the others.
I would say House of the Devil as well.
It's kind of like the others.
Oh, yeah.
But I liked Haunter for what it was. Not great. House of the Devil, I liked it for what it was. I'm not saying it's great.
See, I love that movie way more than you loved it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's... Everyone with it's
yeah it's
kind of along the lines of It Follows.
It's like It Follows in Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, it has its, yeah, it's really like Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
A lot. So it has its audience. I think The Boy felt like an 80s style movie.
What's another movie that you've seen where someone's been in the walls?
People Under the Stairs.
I was gonna say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter doesn't count.
Mousetrap.
That doesn't count either. I thought it was scary.
I don't even know it's Mousetrap. People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
It's a Wes Craven
spoiler,
movie.
There's people under the stairs.
They're not just under the stairs. And they're real people. They never claim to be dolls or anything. And The Frighteners.
Because I didn't think that had been done. Like, I'd only seen one other movie that's been in, where someone's been in the walls. So I was just like, oh, I haven't seen that other than one other time. So I think that's why I liked it so much. But apparently there are...
I made up the Frighteners is Ghost, but they come out of the walls. Yeah, but People Under the Stairs would be a... And this movie really took a lot from that, I thought. People said it took a lot from Child's Play. It didn't, because it was just a fucking doll. Yeah. Like, the doll didn't kill anyone.
Just because it has a doll, I don't understand why everybody makes the correlation between, like, Child's Play, if there's an inanimate...
Well, people compared Annabelle to Child's Play. And it's... No, Child's Play is more like Puppet Master.
Yeah.
If you're going to compare it, it's because you see the doll actually running around and talking and stabbing things. This doll, I don't know, they... There was a bad edit once to make it look like it moved its hand.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when she threw it in the chair? And then, like, the doll's there and you see, like, in the corner of the screen its hand fall?
I think that's just its hand falling from her throwing it.
Yeah, but when she went back in the next day, the next morning, his hand was back up. I think it was just bad editing. I think it was just a continuity thing that they...
Forgot.
Whatever. Not
a
big deal.
It didn't move places, though.
Because he fucking picked it up and moved it.
Yeah, but it did move.
I doubt he came out when he was like, God damn it, my hand goes over here.
Okay. You fucking bitch.
And kisses.
And kisses. That was the creepiest
thing. Oh, God. It's so funny. All right, we did it. Yay, we did The Boy.
We did it. High five. Ow. Fuck. Ow. God damn it.